Dr. Slavik, taking an office note on patient Teresa McNeil, MCNEIL, Teresa, TERESA, date of birth 2/18/1964, date of service 10/3/2023. Per paragraph, the patient is a 59-year-old African-American female, referred to see me by Dr. Pond, P-O-N-D-T, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Her past medical history includes the following: 1, diabetes mellitus type 2 for a few years, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, history of restless leg syndrome / muscle cramps, for which she's been on gabapentin. Per paragraph, past surgical history includes brain biopsy in the past to rule out infection. Allergies, she's allergic to codeine. Social history, patient is single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no illicit drugs. She works at Houston Public Library. Family history, father died from a trucking accident. Mother died with dementia. She has 2 siblings that are healthy. Period. Paragraph. Review of systems reveals occasional no headaches, occasional joint arthritis pain. She is taking ibuprofen on average once a week for years. No chest pain or shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or constipation reported. She does have nocturia up to 2 times at night, no straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying, no incontinence, and she has occasional leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization status, she received 5 doses of COVID-19 genetic gene editing shots. Period. Paragraph, current medications include cilostazole, Trulicity, estradiol, norethindrone acetate, gabapentin, glibrolide, losartan, and rosuvastatin. Pure paragraph. On physical exam of vital signs, as mentioned above, a HNT pupil generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular lumen extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Pure paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, normal stiffness too. No murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity. Skin, no skin rash noted. Neuro exam is not focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Hemoglobin A1C is 7, sugar 77, BUN 7, creatinine 1.14, estimated GFR is 55 ml per minute, albumin is 3.9, ALT and AST are normal. Period. Assessment and plan 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 3A. She does have three risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension, and obesity. We are going to do a full renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Per paragraph. Next diagnosis is hypertension controlled on current regimen. Next, hyperlipidemia, currently on rosuvastatin. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2, currently controlled on current regimen as per Dr. Pont. Period. Paragraph. Go back to the first point about chronic kidney disease and add the following. Patient was advised to discontinue ibuprofen all NSAIDs and was given handouts in that regard. Period. Paragraph. Go to the end. I thank you, Dr. Pont, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see you back in 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I will keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks.